you don't have one, you need to develop one. It's called work ethic. If you want what others haven't got, you've got to be prepared to do what others aren't prepared to do.
Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast, the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. Ready to talk insights and inspiration with today's guest, here's your host, Josh Cobb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 46 of Real Estate Pros. This is the weekly show for people in the business of residential sales and property management, where we interview real estate professionals and industry experts from all across Australia and around the world, getting to know them a little more personally and the stories behind their success to help you take your career to another level. As always, I am your host, Josh Cobb, and I'm excited about this week's show. I'm joined by Cherie Hummel, the principal at Clark & Hummel in the beautiful suburb of Manly in Sydney. Cherie shares with us a very open and honest account of her journey in real estate. We discuss the importance of role-playing in your office and the benefits that this can bring to both your sales and property management departments. And you'll hear a first-hand account of the story behind Clark & Hummel's Road to Success. But before we catch up with our guest this week, I have something special I'd like to share with you.
Is your real estate agency wondering what to say or do on social media? Do you have a suspicion that your business is underexposed online? Join other leading real estate professionals from around Australia at the Social Media for Real Estate Agencies Masterclass Series 2015. Get actionable tips and strategies that you can apply in your business today to take your business to the next level. Brought to you by Steps and Net 101, the Social Media Masterclass Series is coming to Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane this October. Discover the best ways to market yourself and your business on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, and your own website. You'll be led by two of Australia's leading digital marketing advisors, Tim Martin from Net 101 and Josh Cobb from Steps. Learn how great real estate brands from around the world get noticed, liked, and shared online. Register now for the Social Media for Real Estate Agencies Masterclass Series 2015 at steps.com.au/masterclass.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are just a few weeks away from the Social Media for Real Estate Agencies Masterclass Series for 2015. I am super excited to be joined by Tim Martin, the founder of Net 101. Tim is Australia's largest social media educator, so you're in for a real treat. We're going to be giving you actionable tips and strategies for taking your digital marketing to another level. We're going to be looking at everything from Facebook marketing, video marketing, how to improve your Google search ranking, and how to use your website as the central point of all of your marketing online, not only to get more email subscribers and build your social media following, but to how to get more leads into your sales and property management department, which is what we all want to do at the end of the day. So if you haven't registered yet, go and do that now as steps.com.au/masterclass. And if you're even if you're the property manager in the business, the receptionist, the principal, the salesperson, anyone in your business in charge of social media or digital marketing, you definitely don't want to miss this event. If you bring along someone else from the office, you will get a 30% discount off the cost of every ticket. So all the more reason to bring along one of your office friends with you. And we're going to be sharing with you examples of how other real estate brands are really doing amazing things in digital marketing and social media from not only here in Australia, but New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. So go ahead and register at steps.com.au/masterclass. And I look forward to seeing you there. And with that, let's transition over to this week's interview with Cherie Hummel. I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Cherie Hummel, the principal at Clark & Hummel in Sydney. From accomplished architect to being awarded as the best principal in Australia at the 2015 Real Estate Business Awards, in the space of 3.5 years, Cherie Hummel, in partnership with her husband Michael Clark, have turned Clark & Hummel property into an award-winning real estate brand that is the envy of the industry. Cherie's combination with husband Michael has them ranked within the top 7 selling agents in the country, and considered one of real estate's finest leaders, Cherie is in great demand as a keynote business presenter on leadership, sales, and the real estate industry. Cherie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Josh.
I've given our listeners just a little insight, Cherie, but take a minute. Tell us a little bit more about you personally and give us an overview of Clark & Hummel.
Okay, well, about 4 years ago, that's when we opened up the doors of Clark & Hummel, and it had been a long process in the making. We were currently working with a franchise group who we would have stayed, but the opportunity just didn't seem to be there for us to grow and flourish. And with a background in project management and architecture, I just started the planning process. So, yeah, that's what happened 4 years ago.
Well, Michael was he strikes me as the kind of guy that wears his heart on his sleeve, and I'm sure anyone that saw him speak at ARIC back in, I think it was June this year, would probably agree with me. He shared kind of his foray into real estate, and he's got quite an interesting background as well as yourself, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, he started from selling encyclopedias, and that was about 10 years ago, and I basically said to him, gee, you can sell anything if you can sell encyclopedias when the CD-ROM is out. And I always liked people and I always loved property. My father was a real estate agent and an architect and developer, so it's totally in the blood. And I just didn't really know which kind of path that I wanted to do, whether it was architecture. I'd been doing it for 10 years and I just felt like I was a little removed from the client. And so one day when Michael's PA didn't turn up for work, I said, oh, look, I'll do it. It was of a Saturday, so it didn't impinge on, you know, my normal ordinary hours at work. And I just kind of fell in love with it.
I'm quite curious to know, as someone coming from a background in architecture, that first open home that you walked into, what was that like for you? When did you sort of the light bulb go off for you and think, you know, I'd like to give real estate a go full time?
Well, it looked to me as if, you know, the houses weren't being explained, and not that, you know, Michael wasn't doing a good job. He was obviously inside trying to sell the house. But it was very much there was this kind of complacency of real estate agents across the board, because I'd been to, you know, quite a few open homes. We were looking to buy our own home. And it was just like the agent was standing at the front door, meeting and greeting the person, crossing their fingers and hoping that somebody would fall in love with the house. And so from an architect's perspective, I thought, well, goodness, I'm getting more attention in a dress shop than I am at, you know, somebody's open home. So that's when I thought there could be a whole other level of service where the house could be explained, the lifestyle could be explained, and just, you know, really giving a great attention to detail and explaining, you know, trying to really sell. That was a difference.
Yeah. Well, when I was researching for this interview, I discovered you had a background in architecture. And tell me about, I guess, what qualities or what advantages that you found from your background in architecture has kind of helped you with listing and selling property. You kind of alluded to it there, being able to explain the house a little bit more. But tell me a little bit about the advantages, Cherie, that background in architecture has given you when it comes to listing and selling real estate, or the benefits for buyers and sellers.
Having worked as an architect and then, you know, helping with project management of multi-story buildings, there had to be a real attention to detail, and anything foolish wouldn't be suffered. Like, you just had to have everything right. So when it came into maybe doing a listing presentation, there had to be real strategy behind what we were proposing. So you could have all the sales, Gab, and you could be a very polished agent, and that's something that I'm not, I must say. The words don't roll off my tongue. But with a really clear strategy into getting the highest price, like maximising the price, then I think that's what resonated with people. They wanted a greater level of service. They wanted for their house to be explained. They wanted us to go the extra mile, make that extra phone call, and just really overturn every single stone so they knew that they were in the safest pair of hands.
Yeah, I think a lot of agents, Cherie, are told they have the gift of the gab, or they're told by family, look, you'd be fantastic at real estate. You know how to talk to people. And I think in some cases, not all, some cases real estate agents are simply masking their lack of knowledge about the product that they're selling. So for you, I mean, the advantages that must come with understanding the architectural side of real estate must be so fantastic for both buyers and sellers. But what advice would you give to agents or as to the benefits of really understanding the product that they're selling or managing, and knowing more about real estate and the local community and the amenities and everything that comes with that property? How important is it to understand all of that much better than any other agent?
Yeah, it's quite amazing, you know, because it's, let me believe that any great architect actually needs to go to the School of Sales, and any great sales agent can go to a mini school of architecture.
Okay, great point.
Because the two are just so well linked. I mean, they're so intertwined. And I know that, you know, when I was pitching for the business in architecture, I didn't really have the sales acumen. Mm. So I had the strategy there and I had the design ability there, but actually being able to sell the product, I don't think many architects have that quality. Michael and I have a massive engine and we're high energy people and we're absolutely hardworking. You know, there's no secret to it. So I guess if I was to give any advice to sales agents, it would be if you're really not prepared to do really hard work and you're not prepared to get a little academic about it and you just want to be, you know, the slick person who learns the jargon, then I think that market's diminishing. People are looking for more. They're looking for a multi-skill set. And, you know, that's what drives us. We want to be the best in every area, and it's not just the slick sales talk, though I absolutely love winning the business like any other sales agent. There's just nothing sweeter. But there's a whole other foundation and platform that needs to go with winning that business.
Talking of hard work, I remember Michael shared a story on stage at ARIC where he talked about how he used to drive across town every Friday morning to one of his mentors' offices to do role-playing on scripts and dialogues and really just role-playing out, you know, listing and selling property. Is that something you encourage there in the office today still? Is that yes. role-playing and that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the funny thing is, Josh, he'd drive over there and I'd really kind of foster him going over there and say, you know, get up early, come on, you know, let's go and learn everything you can. And then when he came back, I'd say, look, come out to coffee with me. Can you tell me what was said and go over it and over it? So I was doing my own role-playing behind the scenes, albeit secondhand information. Yeah. But now that gives both of us the power to be able to sit down with sales agents and go over negotiation or fee objection or anything like that. And that's great because the art of communication is absolutely what underpins sales, how you win the business. Every Friday we're in the office and with the agents role-playing and just trying to get better, you know, deal with the latest objection or, you know, why not us? And we change it to a why us.
For those who aren't familiar with where you work and live there in Sydney, Cherie, can you describe the area for our listeners? What type of property or price range you typically represent and maybe what the market has been like there in recent years?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're absolutely blessed. We have a marketplace that is broad and it ranges from 500,000 up to, you know, 10 million and north of that. It's a beachside location, so you get a combination of young, upwardly mobile through to families and baby boomers that have lived here for a long time. It's a really healthy environment. It's very much outdoors focused and the architecture is varied. You know, there's some kind of Californian bungalows and then there's other homes that are beautifully architecturally designed and, you know, you've got everything in between. And it used to have a real village type feel to it, but now it's become quite gentrified and there's little cafes popping up in different areas and, you know, it has a real vibe to it. It's got a real hub now. It's also a suburb that's been sought after internationally as well as locally. And it's because it's got the harbour and the beach views, you know, we're seeing that the properties are, you know, based around those views. So, you know, you're getting really big prices as a result of waterfront and, you know, just ocean glimpses, all the rest.
And it's in Manly, correct, for all of our listeners? It's Manly in Sydney?
Absolutely. Northern Beaches, Manly.
Yeah, fantastic. Not lovely area, beautiful. And what's the market been like in recent years down there, Cherie?
Over the past 2 years, it's we've probably seen a 10 to 20% increase in the value of homes. Michael and I actually cut our teeth on a really flat market. We'd never known a good market. So for us now, we've got this whole other depth of skill set that goes with just having a one bidder option that we haven't had to utilise, thank goodness. We do understand it'll turn it at some stage, but right now it's going well. Everything's going really well.
Something you mentioned at the beginning of this interview, you talked about branching out from a franchise group. And something I'm curious to know, now being an independent agency, a highly successful independent boutique agency, what advantages do you believe that this brings to listing and selling property over being part of a franchise group?
Well, we did a lot of research before we opened up as well, and we were offered to go with franchise models. So we did a lot of, research. We're not beholden to any head office. And where it might be more constrained by red tape and not allowing creativity, and of course with architecture, that's what I'm all about, creativity specifically with marketing. And we're able to move more readily and seize opportunities so that if somebody's after something that's a little bit out of the square, every house and every person is different. So we can actually tailor something to their individual needs, but we don't have to go through this whole, you know, that's not allowed, that's out of the parameters of what, you know, the brand is and all that type of thing. And though we are very much brand focused and we don't want to have all these random bits of marketing, the implementation and delivery to exceed client expectations is what's achieved by having an independent and us operating under this just this umbrella.
Talking about marketing there for a minute, what are a couple of things that you guys have been working on lately from a marketing perspective that you think are quite unique when it comes to, you know, that I guess what you guys do there at Clark and Hummel?
We're doing everything from catching up with realestate.com, one of the head guys there, and we just tried SnapLoader, which is, you know, one of those, I don't even know how to explain SnapLoader.
Well, I think it's 3D floor plans and augmented reality, I think, is what you're alluding to. I know the guys there at SnapLoader, and, yeah, they do some amazing things with floor plans and using your smartphone to really dive into a floor plan in 3D. Is that the technology you're talking about?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And then, you know, everything from we're always at the forefront of any technology we can see. Obviously, social media is taking a huge run, and it's almost like we're trying to chase our tail and catch up with it. It's actually just moving so quickly. We're also doing everything like bright boards and drones. The drones have come a hell of a long way. Just recently, we've done some really high-end properties with drones and videoing. And that's quite amazing.
Tell me about that. Tell me about the drones that you guys have been working with, because it's something that gets talked about a lot at technology conferences for real estate lately, and a lot of businesses have kind of gone away from it from the sheer fact that just the cost, the sheer cost of, you know, putting, whether it's someone in their office that they go put through a pilot's course and that sort of, you basically got to have someone that knows how to fly planes almost these days to be able to use a drone for real estate photography. Is that a fair call?
Oh, it's quite funny. I was at a lady's home the other day and she was a really high-end multi-million dollar home, and she actually thought that when I'd put the drone on her house it was a UFO. So she'd actually never seen it. The cost, if you can explain it properly, of course, could be passed on to the vendor. It's in their best interests. So with the homes that we're selling, as I said previously, based around the harbour and the beach, there's nothing more powerful than attracting an international buyer, seeing the coastline it just so close to the home. And then, of course, you know, going back to the architectural roots, I used to actually sketch and do some plans of a house just to show people what could be done. Now, when it's almost like 3D modelling for me, I don't have to sketch so much. I can just explain whilst they're watching the video. So it's powerful. It's just the way forward.
Well, Sheree, I want to turn the spotlight onto moments of your career that have made you who you are today. And we often hear the 20,000-foot view of someone's success in the real estate industry, but here on the Real Estate Pros podcast, we want to take it down to the ground level of actual moments in time of your career where you've either failed or succeeded. So with that in mind, can you tell us a story, take us there with you, of a moment in your journey in real estate, of a moment where you think you failed or you felt you'd failed? Tell us what happened and how it made you feel.
Josh, I've been brought up by a father who, in our vocabulary, in our home, there's no such word as can't. So that was drilled into me as a kid. Never, ever give up. So I've never considered giving up. But routinely, we learn from those mistakes where we do actually fail. And, you know, they happen routinely. To give you an example of one of the moments when I thought I was a failure, and actually Michael said not to mention this, but I will. It's when my three children and work collide, and I hadn't mastered the art of separating the two. So once again, dealing with a negotiation on the phone and not knowing when to not pick up the phone. So I picked up the phone. I had my daughter in the car with me, and we decided, or she wanted to go to a new ballet class. And when I got to the ballet class, I said, yeah, just a moment, sweetie, and I took that phone call. And behind my back, she leapt off the ballet stage and landed on her arm. So there were tears and there was a whole world of hurt. But afterwards, you know, all I could think of was pulling the deal together. So I popped it back into the car and I put some music on and I drove around the streets and I thought to myself, we'll go back to that ballet class, that looks good. But in my mind I was thinking to myself to tell her to be quiet and to shut up because I had a deal to be made. As it turned out, her arm actually was broken and I'd been hushing her up, and it kind of breaks my heart to think that, you know, work ethic can actually go to a stage where you actually don't see what's happening in front of you. So that was a major turning point in my career. I did feel like a failure, but I've also through that grown and learnt so much. Dr. Fred always says mastering channels, and I've had to turn on a lot of different channels in my career, being a principal and working the way I do and having the three kids. And so now I've gotten to a stage where I do know how to separate the two, but it took that process where I was shunning my little daughter in silence with a broken arm to get the deal over the line, and that was not cool.
Mm. Thank you so much for sharing that story, Sherry. I don't think those kind of stories are shared enough in our industry. And like I said, we often hear the 20,000 foot view of someone's success and how they've become a success in real estate. But I think it's stories like that, and I thank you for sharing it, that really hit home what does success mean to you? And I think you need to really ask yourself that. And someone who's about to become a father myself, I too take your advice on board, and certainly I hope that I can instill that in my own work ethic. But take it to the other end of the spectrum. Can you tell us a story that sticks out in your mind of a moment where you felt like the formula that Michael and yourself had in place was the right way to grow a real estate business? And again, take us there with you. Give us an example of a moment that stands out. What happened? What was going through your mind at the time, and how did this success moment make you feel?
Well, I'd have to say it was receiving the award of Principal of Australia.
Yeah.
And in that moment, there was a lot of attention and energy in the room and all of that going on, but it made me feel a real peace inside. And the reason for that is because I'm not one to pat myself on the back and to acknowledge any points in time, because I always look forward and I always look forward to what's next. And so that particular year had been enormous insofar as I had a two-week-old child, my third, and two rent rolls had become available for purchase. Well, of course, you can't look a rent roll in the eye and say no. So it was a year where I'd had acquisition with those two rent rolls. I'd kind of locked them down. And our team had grown from about, 8 to 22.
Wow.
So I'd brought on board a lot of staff, and I'm into staff nurturing and staff growth. I was helping secure high-end listings, going out at night, and managing agents' commissions, managing the marketing. And there was just so much going on with the business. It really was like I was working 24/7. But when you've got passion and you've got energy, you just keep on going. So that point in time when I received that award enabled me to sit back, give myself a pat on the back and think, you know what, you actually are heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
And it feels worth it.
Yeah. I'm really curious to know, as well as a side note to all of that success, what was it like to see Michael take the stage at ARIC in front of 3,500 real estate agents this year?
Oh, unbelievable. You know, he is absolutely my inspiration. He's the most wonderful person. He's also has infectious energy. He's just marvelous.
Yeah.
But I was so, so proud because I knew he was a fabulous salesperson and that he hadn't found his calling 10 years ago. And to see him find his feet, and he'd actually said to me 10 years prior, or the first year he got into real estate, one of these days I want to be up there on that stage. So almost brings a tear to my eye. It was emotional as well because he deserved it and he loved speaking in front of people. Mm. Like, that's one of his passions. For me, I almost can't stand it. I'm a lot more of a nervous person. Yeah, but it was that was just thrilling. That was a real highlight for us.
Yeah. No, you might recall we caught up in the trade hall just before Michael took the stage, and I remember Michael saying he was a little bit nervous, but look, it certainly didn't show. As soon as he took the stage, he was on fire. It was I think anyone in that room, I think everyone resonated with your story. So, again, you know, thank you to Michael and yourself for being so open and sharing. But take us to today.
Yeah.
Cherie, what are you guys working on there at Clark & Hummel that's getting you excited and fired up?
Yeah, well, we're seeing our sales agents double their business, and that's through us helping them every step of the way. How can they do things better? That's just thrilling because, you see, we initially saw them come to our office with the hope of what could be and, oh, my goodness, you look like it's going well, we want to be a part of it. And then to see the light in their faces and the energy lift for them to be doubling their business, that's amazing. Mm. The other thing is for property management, you know, that was a kind of very small, you know, as other people say, small second cousin. Poor second cousin.
Yeah.
And we're really turning that around. So we've got a fantastic girl who's heading up the company. We're developing a team that's capable of, you know, delivering on everything. So that part of it's awesome. We've grown now to 300 managements, looking to grow further. And then obviously from an administrative perspective, there's always systems and processes. And I know it's the sometimes, as people say, the unsexy bit, but that has to work well for your sales agents to achieve and for property management to achieve. Mm-hmm. So we're just excited about everything going forward. We had 16 pages in last week's Manly Daily.
Wow.
And once again, our goal is 20, and then when we get to 20, it'll be 30. So it's great. Spring and the market's hot and things are going well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Cherie, thanks so much for your input so far. We're about to hit the fast five where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. But before we do, we're going to hear our fast fact of the week. This week's fast fact comes from the Census social media report for May 2015. They found that 93% of social media active Australians use Facebook, compared to second place, which is LinkedIn, at 28% of the social media active Australians, and Instagram, which comes in third at 26%. Despite what some so-called social media gurus say, Facebook is certainly not dead. It's the biggest social media network by far, with the most amount of data for marketers like you and me. If your community and prospects are active on Facebook, it's most certainly a platform that you should be considering for both paid and unpaid marketing strategies. I'm keen to hear what's working for you. Drop me a line via our website, Facebook, or Twitter. Well, Cherie, we've reached one of my favourite parts of the show where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. Are you ready?
Yeah, good to go.
Name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
Well, of course, Michael Clark, my husband. He's absolutely got an unwavering focus on sales success, work ethic, ethics in general. He's stable and kind, not temperamental. Obviously quick and clever. I've always liked quick people. you know, it's just, it's beautiful. He supports me and helps me fulfill my dreams as well. So I think we make a beautiful partnership.
What is your favourite thing in the world to do when you're not at the office?
I love swimming with the sharks. So each morning or whenever I get a chance, I swim from Manly round to Shelley and back. And when I say swim with the sharks, there's a bunch of people that swim. But we do see sharks from time to time. And I swim at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's absolutely invigorating. You see the sun rising up over the ocean, and I get into work and I'm ready and thrilled to get going with it all.
Well, as a big fan of swimming myself, Cherie, I'm curious to know how far it is. How far is the swim every morning?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't know. I think it's about a K.
Okay. With the sharks, it feels a little bit shorter, I'm sure.
And it's hard not to kind of get competitive in the water too, because everybody wants to beat their last best time. So, but it's just beautiful. You see a lot of marine life as well. I saw a lot of stingrays last week and just, you know, generally blue gropers and things. I mean, how can that not make you on top of the world in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely. Great start to the day. Great start to the day. Yeah. Well, Cherie, what is your favourite business book that you've ever read and why?
I read all the time, and there's no one real book that's changed my life. I've just finished Thrive by Arianna Huffington, Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In, and obviously Frederick Eklund just wrote a book, and that was lovely too. I like that. I got a bit of fun out of that. But all of them I'm always looking to, or what I've learned over the past little bit, is to just align my goals and
where I'm heading in life with my values and my principles. So all of those books, I keep a little black notebook, and it's almost like I summarize the books in a black notebook. And I do that for the whole year, and then I look back at the end of the year and think, what are the key things that I learned? So it's always self-development, looking to be a better person, better in business, better mother, better wife, better everything.
Do you have a favorite technology or online resource that you use daily to help run a better business?
I'd be lost without the iPhone. In the way I run my business and my life, I have to be organized, super, super organized. So it's that little iPhone that has all my calendar entries in, a PA that confirms all my appointments before we start. And obviously it's got your phone, it's got your camera on it and all of those bits and pieces. So, yeah, absolutely that iPhone.
Sheree, it's often said that the success of a real estate business is determined by how many properties they sell or how many properties they manage. If you had to choose one thing that prevents people from achieving success, what would it be, and what would your advice be to overcome it?
If you don't have one, you need to develop one. It's called work ethic and consistency. So if you want what others haven't got, you've got to be prepared to do what others aren't prepared to do. So quite often I get people saying, wow, you're going well, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I think to myself, yeah, because I'm still up at 10 and 11 o'clock at night workshopping how I can get more organized and how that can impact the business positively and what aspects of the business need work on. I've seen too many people get into real estate and think it's an easy way to make money.
Well, Sheree, I have one last question for you to leave our listeners with some motivation for the week ahead. What's your favorite success quote, and how do you think people in real estate can relate to it?
Well, Josh, I love the quote by Steve Jobs. You have to work hard to get your thinking clean to make it simple, but it's worth it in the end because once you get there, you can move mountains.
Yeah.
And that's what I live and breathe by. And making your goals clear and breaking them down, but dream wild dreams because when you do break it down and you have a plan in place, you can achieve amazing things.
Well, listeners, you can find all of the resources that Sheree has kindly shared with us today along with all of the show notes by visiting our website at steps.com.au/podcasts. Well, Sheree, on behalf of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for your time, knowledge and advice today. I know that people are going to resonate with the stories you've shared. How can people get in touch with you or find out more about Clark & Hummel?
Yeah, perfect. Either an email, sheree@clarkandhummel.com.au, or by way of phone. Just phone the office, 9977 9300.
Sheree, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Josh.
Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you do enjoy the Real Estate Pros podcast, we love reviews to help us get found. So head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. And whether you did or you didn't enjoy the show, we'd love to hear from you about how we can improve. Because at the end of the day, the show has all started to help you, the real estate pro. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Bye for now.